I still do not understand how she can be running for president. It just baffles my mind that it just continues going and going and going. And frankly, I thought she'd be done. You know, I honestly thought that the commander in chief would kind of stab her in the back before now.
In favor of Joe Biden.
In favor of Joe Biden. And I think it's too late for that now. But I thought that it would happen. I was hoping it would happen, you know. But it just keeps going on and on. I don't understand how. I just, you know.
They just seem to cover it up very well, don't they? And get away
with it. Well, yeah. And nobody, everybody seems afraid to address it directly. I mean, they make little innuendos and, you know, comments and stuff. But I would like to see people address it. It surprises me that Bernie Sanders hasn't addressed it.
Oh.
And he should.
Too cowardly.
I know it. But he should. He should have. That's too late now, too.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Robert Blaha.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. I was really impressed with the guy. I did not get the chance to talk with him one-on-one. I have gotten emails from his campaign and stuff on this little thing that I'm doing, and I'm pretty impressed with him, too. Like I say, I'm going to take a little closer look over this next week at who's left. Well, none of them are left. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pretty right. In fact, it's a pretty good bunch of conservative people there, I think, all in all now.
Well, I think whoever it is, they have to hitch their wagon to the nominee.
Well, eventually, like I say, they don't have to. But
you don't want to get into that.
Eventually, I think that would be advisable. You know.
Well, you don't want to separate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the big thing is keep it and do your part in getting this thing all put back together.
Good morning. Hello.
Morning, Dan.
Hello.
Bob, the word is out that Obama is going to pardon Hillary Clinton because of all the corruption between...
Hell, she has to be charged first.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's the... And, you know, nothing would surprise me with that guy anyway. You know, but he can't pardon her before she's convicted. I mean,
that's right.
So if anybody's saying he's going to pardon her, that means that they believe that she's going to be convicted, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, that'd be the best. I don't care what he does afterwards if she's convicted. He can pardon her all he wants then.
Well, we might have two candidates that are charged this fall. I mean,
Read Coast to Coast last night with Roger Stone. He worked in the White House under Reagan.
Yeah, he's good. He's interesting.
He's exposing all those people and shows the corruption about all the things that they've been doing over the years. And they also showed who shot President Reagan, or who had him shot, and it wasn't Hinckley.
Really?
Yes, it's on Coast to Coast last night with Roger Stone when they talked to him. He showed all the corruption of the Bush family and why Lyndon Baines Johnson had President Kennedy killed.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy into a lot of the conspiracy stuff. I have a hard time. You know, I spent a lot of my life weighing facts. And
they know who shot him.
Yeah. Well, they say they know.
Wallace killed him, and it shows the cover-up with the FBI and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them knew that he'd been shot from the front, not the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oswald was a scapegoat.
So the Bushes had Reagan shot, is according to Roger Stone?
No.
Who had Reagan shot, if not Hinckley?
I think he said it was Herbert W. Bush that had that Reagan shot, and he was not shot with a bullet. But he was shot with a diamond, like a dime-like metal piece, and he was shot from above, not from where Hinckley was. But anyway, if you guys read Coast to Coast, what was on there last night. You'll see it yourself.
Got it. Yeah, Roger Stone's pretty interesting. Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
So long. The Bushes hated Reagan. And I don't know. That is my great question. When I die and go to heaven, and I'm talking to St. Peter and God the Father and
now,
Jesus.
You're making some pretty big assumptions here.
Well, when I die, the first thing, one of the first questions will be, why did Governor Reagan select George Herbert Walker Bush as his running mate when Reagan hated him and railed against him and his kind?
Well,
in 1976 and 1980.
That's politics. Strictly
to carry Texas?
Well, I have to assume that there's at least that reason and maybe one more or two, but that's politics, and I think that it happens. Yeah.
But Herbert Walker Bush was he ran as a leftist in that campaign, pro-abortion. I don't understand why Reagan would do that unless they held a gun to his head, because that's what happened to Kennedy. I think Kennedy was, they brought a dossier of Kennedy and said, look, you need Texas, so you will choose Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah, and you know that.
Otherwise, we're going to expose you.
Mm-hmm. And that's politics, dirt and grime, and you know that's what it is.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson, he was an in-your-face, low-class snake in the grass.
We had some people who lived in Ouray for quite a while, lived near Ouray quite a while. And this man was heavily involved in the oil and cattle business in Texas and then retired to Colorado. And he knew LBJ pretty well. And like I say, I don't buy into a lot of conspiracy stuff. I kind of like to look at the facts and see where the facts go. But he told some rather hair-raising stories about the famous Lyndon Baines, you know. And whether they were true or not doesn't matter. They were good stories, I guess. But I have to admit, I have to believe that some of them were at least had a basis of truth. Things tend to get enhanced a little bit, and
it was common fact. It was from a professor told me this, that Lyndon had a lover, a female lover, living in the same house.
Oh, he's prejudiced.
With he and Lady Bird. Oh. I mean, he shared. He lived with his wife and his girlfriend. How about that for an account?
Well, it makes a pretty good story.
I mean, if I did that, I would put that on my resume. Oh. How many guys can get away with
here's
that?
Here's my wife and my girlfriend that they never meet. I don't know. You're going to have to. I might have a surprise for you here before too long on that route. But I'm going to keep that undercover for right now. Anticipate that you may be able to. I'm going to leave it at that, Dan. I'm not going to be a spoiler in this thing, but there's something I'll tell you within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
About who?
Well, about fact and fiction, maybe.
All right. 249-5800 puts you on the radio. If you have a theory, 249-5800. Trump won 5 out of 5 last night.
Yeah, that was some pretty impressive stuff. And put him over that 100. You know, he needed somewhere around 95 or 96 delegates to kind of really put him there. And regardless of what Karl Rove says.
Is Karl Rove still in denial? He and Billy Crystal?
Well, he had a little thing this morning, he and his whiteboard.
Karl, manage your property down in Florida. We all know you're a multimillionaire.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think he and Ross Perot must have gotten along pretty well. You know, bring the whiteboard remember Ross Perot always had his little graphs and charts and stuff. And Carl has his whiteboard and he was still trying to explain away the fact that Trump has, instead of getting the 95 or 96 really necessary to help this push, he actually ended up with 105. and there's a lot of other dynamics in there too. So,
I tell you what, if I need to know about losing the House, losing the Senate, ruining George Bush's legacy, I'll call Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Why he's an expert panelist on Fox is amusing.
Oh, well, you know, you have to have somebody and,
Man,
answer the phone.
I'd get a winner. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Dan. Bob.
Good morning.
Timothy Dinger here. hey, would you guys, you're both wordsmiths. Got a little question. Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, not a Democratic, right?
Well, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that the Democrat primary, not the Democratic primary?
Yep. Technically, that is true.
Technically, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it often is not a Democratic process. It's a Democrat process, you know.
Well, that shows intelligence to most of these news reporters. No wonder they're
It's become such a common thing. One of the more famous talk show hosts in the country has railed on that for years and hasn't got anybody to change.
Which one?
Rush Limbaugh. You'll never hear him say Democratic Party. He's always Democrat Party. And the Mark Levin calls him Democrat Party. Other than that, everybody's Democratic, but you're right. And it's good that you bring that up.
I don't hear anybody say Democratic. Or, excuse me, Democrat.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to find people anymore. The Democratic.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Well, you're the one that cleared that up.
Are there any other ones, Mr. Dinger?
No, that's all I can think of right off. That's been a burr under my blanket for quite a while.
Yeah.
Well, tell the Democrats about it.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
249-5800. I'm on with Bob Cox, High Priest of Hyperbole. He is also a linguist.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bob Cox can point out a hanging gerund. I don't even know what a hanging gerund is. Didn't they open up for the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. No, they were the ones with lipstick. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Participles?
Participle
phrases.
Presence. Yeah.
I like linguistics myself, but
I wish that I really were a true linguist, because the language fascinates me. In and of itself, it's fascinating. As a matter of fact, we were discussing, if you directly translate a lot of things. Last night we were translating De La Rosa. Who is this pitcher for the Colorado Rockies that's supposed to be this ace super guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you think about that in the Spanish language, that means of the pink,
Really?
Well, it might be of the pink, but he ain't in the pink. So I have this plan for Walt Weiss, but they won't listen to me. I think he should go out to the mound with a bus ticket. Give it to De La Rosa. Take the ball.
Of the pink?
Yeah, that'd be of the pink if you... De La Rosa.
Hmm.
Yeah, Rosa being pink. Anyway.
Isn't it true that the Chevy Nova did not sell in Mexico because Nova means no go?
I don't know that.
I saw a beautiful 74 Nova the other day cruising down.
I thought Nova was a streak of light in the heavens.
I think Nova means no go.
I don't know. My Spanish suffered a lot when I stopped speaking it.
After Bob jumped the fence, he started speaking English and never looked back. Yeah, I saw a beautiful 74 Nova.
I'm going to have to look that up in my Funkin' Wagnalls.
What did the Nova have, a 305?
I think he could. I don't know. There was a day, Dan, when I could look at the taillights of a vehicle and tell you what year and make it was.
327.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
I owned one, and yes, that's true about Mexico.
He said that's true. Yeah,
see,
Nova.
there's always somebody that's got the answer. The real thing is to get the question out.
A 327 and a Nova. It was like the Chevy equivalent of a Maverick. Yeah. You remember the Ford Maverick?
Oh. Yeah, well.
A good-looking rig from the outside. I don't know how reliable it was.
I know I'm cynical sometimes. But every Ford I ever had left me stranded somewhere. So I'm kind of and I know it's all coincidental probably in the fact that I bought junk. But, every time... By the same token, one of the more interesting people I ever met, I met as a result of a breakdown, and I had a Ford Thunderbird, one of the few full sizes, mid-80s, full-size car that was a Thunderbird, and it had a Boss 302 in it, is what they called it, and left me stranded right at the entrance to Nellis Air Force Base. And I met one of the most interesting airmen that day that I've ever talked to.
Helped you out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A T-Bird.
Yep.
That is a wrap, Bob. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And I will not be here next week, but Cox Notes will be out. So
if anyone else would like to co-host with me, you're welcome. 249-5800 off the air.
Come on, Hillary.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
News is next from ABC and then AgriTalk at 9:06.